Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to participate in 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning today in Mauritius. External Affairs Minister hails India-Mauritius partnership after meeting Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam in Port Louis. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington. Reviews India-U.S. partnership in trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and Quad framework. Israel denounces Pakistan's mediation between U.S. and Iran after its defense minister calls for Tel Aviv's annihilation. Russia declares 32-hour Orthodox Easter ceasefire with Ukraine, and World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning in the Mauritian capital, Port Louis, today. We have a report.
The External Affairs Minister will also deliver the keynote address at the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. On the sidelines, Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold discussions with counterparts from other participating nations. The visit underscores India's neighbourhood first policy, Vision Mahasagar and commitment to the Global South. Earlier, Dr. Jaishankar met Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam in Port Louis. Speaking to media, he hailed the significant progress in the India-Mauritius partnership over the past year. Dr. Jaishankar said their discussions covered a wide range of areas, including maritime cooperation, development partnership, health and education, among others. The External Affairs Minister added that Mauritius holds a unique place in India's three core foreign policy priorities, the neighbourhood first policy, Vision Mahasagar and commitment to the Global South. He reiterated India's continued support to Mauritius in line with its development priorities. With Suparna's report, this is Saira Mujtaba for World News.
In the second leg of his visit, the External Affairs Minister will pay an official visit to the United Arab Emirates from tomorrow. During the visit, he will meet the leadership of the UAE to review close cooperation and deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington. The meeting took place at the White House and focused on strengthening bilateral cooperation across key sectors. Both sides reviewed the India-US partnership with emphasis on trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and the Quad framework. U.S. Ambassador to India Sergio Gore was also present during the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Gore said that the discussions were constructive and forward-looking. He also said that U.S. Secretary Rubio is expected to visit India next month. Minister of Power Manohar Lal called on the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk. During the meeting yesterday, Mr. Lal expressed appreciation for the continued guidance and leadership of the Bhutanese King in further strengthening the unique and time-tested partnership and friendship between India and Bhutan. The minister is currently on a four-day visit to Bhutan. Israel has strongly criticized remarks made by Pakistan's defense minister, Khwaja Asif, calling them outrageous and questioning Pakistan's credibility as a neutral mediator in the ongoing Middle East tensions. In a statement, the Israeli Prime Minister's office said, calls for Israel's annihilation are unacceptable from any government, particularly one positioning itself as a facilitator of peace. The response came after Mr. Asif made controversial comments on social media, referring to Israel in highly critical terms and making remarks widely condemned as inflammatory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he has instructed his cabinet to begin direct negotiations with Lebanon as soon as possible. Netanyahu also said that there is no ceasefire in Lebanon. In a video statement, he said, Israel will keep striking Hezbollah until security is restored in northern Israel. Earlier, the Israeli military issued evacuation order for parts of Beirut. Meanwhile, Lebanon's health ministry said that death has risen to 303 in Israeli strikes yesterday. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Senior Iranian leader Kamal Kharazi has passed away after succumbing to injuries sustained in an attack earlier this week. Kharazi was injured in a strike targeting his residence in Tehran. His wife had also lost her life in the same attack earlier. He was heading the Strategic Council on Foreign Relations, an advisory body that provides guidance on foreign policy and reports directly to Iran's supreme leadership under Ali Khamenei. Kuwait has accused Iran and its allied groups of carrying out drone attacks on its territory despite the ongoing two-week ceasefire linked to the Iran conflict. In a statement carried by the state-run news agency, Kuwait's foreign ministry said the attacks targeted vital installations in the country last night. The development has added fresh strain on the fragile ceasefire ahead of scheduled talks between the United States and Iran in Islamabad tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a 32-hour ceasefire in Ukraine during the Orthodox Easter weekend. According to the Kremlin, Russian forces have been ordered to halt hostilities from tomorrow evening until the end of Sunday. The move follows a proposal by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for a temporary pause, particularly on energy infrastructure, through a proposal conveyed via the United States. Moscow said its troops will remain on alert to respond to any violation and expressed hope that Ukraine would reciprocate the ceasefire. The foreign ministers of North Korea and China have agreed to further deepen bilateral cooperation and enhance exchanges between the two countries. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi visited Pyongyang yesterday, marking his first trip to North Korea in 7 years. During the visit, he held talks with his North Korean counterpart, Choi Sun-hee. According to China's state-run Xinhua news agency, both sides held an in-depth exchange of views on current international and regional issues, though specific details were not disclosed. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency reported that the two leaders also agreed to strengthen strategic communication between their foreign policy institutions. World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. The day is celebrated to commemorate the birth anniversary of Dr. Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy. The theme of World Homeopathy Day 2026 is Homeopathy for Sustainable Health. Report.
India accounts for one of the largest homeopathic workforces in the world, with nearly a quarter of a million registered homeopathic practitioners. To mark World Homeopathy Day, the Ministry of Ayush is organizing a two-day interactive forum in New Delhi. The forum will bring together leading policymakers, researchers, practitioners, and delegates to deliberate on the evolving role of homeopathy in building sustainable healthcare systems. Ayush Ministry said that the program will showcase key research advancements, public health initiatives, and policy developments in the field of homeopathy. This year's theme, Homeopathy for Sustainable Health, aligns with global priorities such as universal health coverage and the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, particularly SDG 3 on good health and well-being. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Chasing a target of 182 runs set by KKR, Lucknow reached the target on the last ball with 3 wickets in hand. Mukul Chaudhary's dazzling 54 of 27 balls and Ayush Badoni's 54 of 34 helped Lucknow to register a 3-wicket win. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Mukul Chaudhary was adjudged player of the match. In today's fixture, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at ACS Stadium in Guwahati. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to participate in 9th Indian Ocean Conference beginning today in Mauritius. External Affairs Minister hails India-Mauritius partnership after meeting Mauritian Prime Minister Naveen Ramgoolam in Port Louis. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri meets U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington, reviews India-U.S. partnership in trade, critical minerals, defense cooperation and port framework. Israel denounces Pakistan's mediation between U.S. and Iran after its defense minister calls for Tel Aviv's annihilation. And World Homeopathy Day is being observed today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.